Hello again, Ray Yurt here with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. Over the course of the next few sessions, I would like to take up the subject of true happiness and say a few things about it, which I believe we can develop from the Word of God. What is true happiness? How do you get it? And once you've got it, how do you keep it? These are very important questions. What is true happiness? If you were to ask people, they would say, well, if you want to be truly happy, I think what you need to do is become rich. That will have the answers for you. Money buys anything. Other people might say, well, I think if you were famous, you would be truly happy. Others might say, well, what you really need is to have influence, to have power in your life. And again, others might say, well, if you just indulge yourself, that will make you truly happy. But I don't favor any of those solutions. I believe the Word of God tells us that true happiness comes from a manner of life. It's the byproduct of a manner of life. Words are interesting. Happiness and happenings are very close together as words. And very often the brand of happiness we have depends on happenings. If what is happening is good, then we're happy. If what is happening is not good, then we're not happy. But I believe there is a deeper form of happiness. And I'm calling it true happiness. And I believe it's a happiness that does not depend on what is happening. It's a happiness that stays with you no matter what outward circumstances are like. When we read Psalm 1, we have a description of the man who is truly happy. Scripture calls this happiness blessedness. Listen to the words of that psalm. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. True happiness is a byproduct of a manner of life. It's linked to what you do. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. It's linked to what you do or what you avoid doing. True happiness is linked to what you think. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That's what occupies his thinking. True happiness is linked to the company you keep and the company you avoid. It describes this man as blessed, and it tells you that he avoids the ungodly, he avoids the sinners, he avoids the scornful. True happiness is linked to the advice you follow the decisions you make in your life according to the advice you follow. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He knows what advice to follow and what advice to avoid following. And this true happiness, when you have it shows in your life. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It shows in life. And this true happiness has colossal benefits for the life to come. It says in Psalm 1, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. And of course the implication is that the blessed person will. It says God knows the way of the righteous. Just like it says in another scripture in John chapter 10. The Lord knows his sheep. And they know him, and they hear his voice, and they know his voice, and they follow him. And he gives them eternal life. The Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. True happiness is something worth possessing. In Matthew 5, 6 and 7, we have the notes on a sermon the Lord preached. We have a record of what he said. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And in that sermon, Jesus is talking about true happiness. He starts off talking about those who are blessed and the things that mark their lives. There's a version of scripture called the Amplified Version, and what it seeks to do is to give you the depth of meaning of the original words. If we take them into English, we sometimes need to use a number of words to get the full meaning of what was in the original Greek. And in verse 5 of chapter 5 of Matthew, in that Sermon on the Mount, in those notes we have, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But the Amplified Version uses quite a few words to describe that word blessed. Blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy and satisfaction in God's favour and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, the patient, the long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. This true happiness is real joyfulness. It has a spiritual side to it. And it's something that comes with the satisfaction you have in the salvation which God provides. And when you have that true happiness, it's unaffected by outward conditions. Listen to the Amplified Version of verse 5 of Matthew 5 again. Blessed, happy, blithesome, joyous, spiritually prosperous, that is, with life, joy and satisfaction in God's favour and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the meek, the mild, the patient, the long-suffering, for they shall inherit the earth. This is true happiness. True happiness is that blessedness which comes when you know the Lord as your personal Saviour. May the Lord bless you.